The Reds and the Mets starting a series Tuesday in Cincinnati, and the beginning of Jose Reyes' career as an outfielder, his first career start as a major leaguer. He'd be tested out there in the first.
Not this time. Suarez hooks it into left field. 1-1 will score to tie the game. They'll hold Votto as Reyes fires it back into the infield. So it's a 1-1 game on a Suarez base hit.
Kicking the pitch, swung on, fly ball, hit well, back into right center field, grand slam home run. A two-out, four-run home run for Scott Schebler. Ground ball off the foot of the pitcher, picked up by the third. Nope, he could not handle it. That'll be an infield base hit for Jeanette. Here's Scott Schebler, swinging, ground ball right side, a base hit into right center field. The lead runner being sent home. The throw will not be in time. It gets through Darnot.
As Duvall lays into one, into deep left field, and that is long gone. So Duvall has kicked the door down.
Cincinnati ends the long 14-game losing streak to the Mets with a 14-4 victory on Tuesday night at the Great American Ballpark. After the game, here's Reds manager Brian Price's reaction.
Yeah, you know, kind of spread out over the three innings. I think it was a 7, a 5, and a 2. And had some good at-bats, you know. I thought the starter, Flexen, did a nice job after the first inning and got back in the zone with the sinker and kind of held us at bay there for a bit. We were able to break through again in the fifth for a couple of runs. And then a big, you know, big eighth inning uprising to kind of stretch the lead. And I thought one of the really key plays really was with Reyes in a 7-3 game running, and he steals the base, but Kozar blocks him off with his foot in front of the bag, and Barnhart puts the throw there, and we're able to kind of steal it out, and certainly another run could have led to some momentum.
Sal Romano, third straight night, nice game for him. I thought he had a little trouble early, but was able to battle through that for you.
Yeah, a little, just a few misfires, not missing by a lot, but missing. And a lot of pitches there in that first inning, trying to kind of get online and put some pitches together. And then all of a sudden he started rolling that, you know, that hard sinker in there, made some good mixing, some good changeups and breaking balls. And the good thing about Sal too is that he's quick to the plate, you know. So they've got a few guys on the team that run, in particular Reyes. And he's able to control the running game. It makes a difference.
Offensively, you have two guys that are just on fire right now. Schebler with the power and Suarez continues his tour last month.
Yeah, I looked up there. I think his on base was 384 or something like that, and only got better throughout today's game. But just get a bat, set up, you know, hits a fastball, hits a strike breaking ball in a 1-1 count, squares it up. He's just giving us good, consistent at bats. And Schebler, you know, even though he's getting to his power and hitting some homers, he's also lining some balls hard, you know, into that 5-6 hole or in the left center. And I think that's more of a telling sign that he's swinging the bat well when he's not simply on the pull side.
Scott Schebler had a big night, driving in a career-high tying 5, including his first career grand slam coming in the opening inning. Here's Schebler after the game.
Yeah, it was a cool experience, but the biggest thing is obviously get the lead for our guy. Big Sal came out and threw great. Bullpen kind of locked it down, so it was just a fun night to be out here in the ballpark.
You also get a career-tying 5 RBI tonight. I don't think anybody's hitting the ball as hard as you have since you came back off the DL.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. It's one of those things. I felt like I was a little unlucky early on. Get stuff rolling here and see what we can do in the last month.
On that home run you hit, it looked like the ball was tailing away a little bit. And you just reached out. It was almost like one of those old Todd Frazier one-arm home runs.
Yeah, it was a changeup up and away, and it ended up pulling it. So it was either going to be a home run or a broken bat. I mean, it was right off the end. So I just put a good swing on it. And it wasn't a bad pitch by any means.
Right. Scott, you've hit, when you hit the home run, you had hit 3 of the last 4 home runs this team has hit. And as I said, I don't think anybody realizes how much your shoulders mean in hitting. To have it healthy again, it's a relief, isn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't realize how important it was either until I literally couldn't get in the position that I needed to get into to hit. And it's a lot more important than I thought. So I learned that lesson, and I learned it the tough way. But as long as you learn the lesson, I think.
Sal Romano wins his third straight start, lasting 6 innings, giving up 3 runs, 2 walks, and striking out 5, and talks about how he's turned the corner.
Yeah, I feel like I wasn't as warmed up as I thought I was in that first inning, but I came inside, regrouped, and I felt a lot stronger after that, and, you know, things went very well. You know, with 2 outs there in the 6th inning, you know, I'm 1 out away from, you know, a really, really good outing, but, you know, we got to win today, so that's all that matters.
You got those runs early that help you settle down.
Yeah, absolutely. I've said it before. When you pitch with a lead, it's a lot easier to pitch. You know, five runs in the first inning, the guys did after I gave up one. So, you know, tip my cap to them. The guys made, you know, a lot of plays. I pitched a lot of contact today. Got the strikeouts, you know, when I needed them, and you know, just an overall really good day.
I know you guys, especially you, have not faced this team mm-hmm. before, and I know that Skip probably gave you a little bit of a talking to you before the game about this. Your number lately. It's nice to get a win over these guys.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think it's like 14 games in a row they beat us, so it's nice to get a win today and, you know, be a part of it.
Game two of the series Wednesday has Rafael Montero going for the Mets against Homer Bailey of Cincinnati.